This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've made it to Wednesday. It is a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Hopefully you are taking it nice and slow and easy on the roads this morning.
All the schools on the Kansas side got that two-hour delay working for them today, so they don't have to be out there.
So just delayed.
Just delayed today. No cancellations. I don't think the parents would have had any of that today. You know, getting the cancellation text and everything has been enough this winter. It's been a hell of a winter. But windy out there today. At one point, I got kind of jostled a little bit and had to kind of grasp back that wheel. Got the butterflies going a little bit inside my stomach. You had an eventful drive to work, my friend, today. Yeah, as well. 4:35 pretty much closed.
Yeah, I'd never been blown that hard.
I know. It was extremely
on the highway.
Yes.
Which I guess continues that. I got to state line since you guys picture us, like something's developed.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know what's going on, but
my wife said as I walked out this morning, she goes, "I think 4:35's closed." I'm like, "Eh, whatever," you know, kind of meandering through the morning, and then Dusty's like,
arugula. Yeah.
Take your time. We got you.
Yeah, it was right at state line. Took state line to 95th, 95th and all to the station.
Yep.
So got a little tour of Kansas.
A lot of texts this morning, people asking. I told you, I said, you know, you've reached that stage in life where you're considered old, but all your friends are texting you in the 5 o'clock hour. How are the roads today? Three different people texting about the roads this morning.
I think age is erroneous. I think they're taking advantage of your time slot. Like, no one's texting Carrington.
Right.
No one's texting Gold or Cody. Who the hell is up this early? It's been, you know what? Bob does his show at 6.
Yeah.
Debbie, text Bob and ask him how the roads are, even though we've got an hour until we have to drive.
How would you have described the roads, though, this morning? Because I said they're okay. They're not wonderful, but they're not horrible. I mean, our parking lot is an ice rink out here.
Yeah, I almost busted my ass.
Yeah, we almost started working for Dusty a couple hours ago.
I thought it was snow. I was like, surely it's just
so
snow.
So did I.
And
don't
I
call me
stepped
Shirley,
out, yeah. And it was like the Looney Tunes sound for a while, or Marv in Home Alone 2 when he's on the goo in the basement.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, that is not snow.
No, that is solid ice out there.
That is hockey field.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called a rink.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So what do you say? The roads are fine. Okay. They're passable. I mean,
honestly,
it depends on where you are.
And maybe you guys can attest to this. I was kind of confused on what the roads were.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if that was like asphalt, black ice, water. Cause like when I got through the triangle, cause I come from Lee Summit, when I was up on the high end, it was just, it looked like water was just like pouring down the street, but I'm like, is that a mirage? Like, is that just the glimmering of ice?
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm looking at my thermometer in my car. And I'm like, it's 27, but like,
the streets have been warm for a good week or so, you know?
So like when I was driving on those, like, I was like, I don't know if these are ice. There's now a couple of like, you know, Billy Bob Thornton's that were driving by me, you'd have thought they were like 10 out of 10 roads. I was
right.
Like, you get to work on time, buddy. You'll be just fine. And, but no, I would say like the highways, 7 out of 10, like the, obviously the normals, like the on ramps and the off ramps, like 4.
Yeah.
Like you just got to be careful.
You just got to be careful. I think you're right about, you don't know if it's black ice or water. So just pretend it's all black ice and go slow.
Yeah. So
you
I was
know?
Just kind of like, I don't know. Cause I mean, I was like, I would hate if I lost control.
Yeah.
But I'm also one of those like paranoid idiots that drives that like I try to separate myself from every car possible.
You have to.
So if there's like two that are going like 50 per se this morning, I would get in the less like, you know, cleared lane and go 60 to pass them and then get back over the middle and then like just bebop. Because like if I do something stupid, I don't want to wipe two people out.
For sure.
If they do something stupid, I don't want to be wiped out with them. You
right.
get what
yeah,
I'm saying?
No, like, yeah. But that's why it's important though. Like if you're out in this weather right now, we said it the other day, to me, the people who drive ultra slow are just as bad as the people who are going ultra fast in this weather. If you don't feel confident in driving in this weather, give yourself a couple of hours. It'll clear up a little bit later on and get out there. I know everybody thinks they have somewhere to go, but I think we kind of all learned during COVID it's going to be okay if you don't show up to work on time one day. It's not that big a deal, right?
And it's like the only real people affected by this are the ones that are like, if you're up with us. Like,
right.
By 8 o'clock, I don't think it'll be as bad. Like, it's really not
The fact that it's only a two-hour delay for the schools tells you it's going to be cleared up later on. They would have canceled. I mean, the way they cancel schools anymore, right?
I was going to say, I didn't know because I'm getting lunch with a buddy today, and he was like, I may not be able to go to lunch. They might cancel school. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you've been saying this since Monday. Like, this is where parents are right now, Dusty, okay? We're all on edge!
Please don't cancel. It's like the OJ case in the 90s, like two different ethnicities watching the case and then like watching school get canceled. The kids are like, all right, oh crap.
Yeah.
I think we should be different roommates.
Yeah,
I think
like you're right. It's bizarre for parents. We're like, please just go to school. Please just go to school. I can't make any plans until I know what's going to happen. So we're all delayed on the Kansas side. I haven't seen anything on the Missouri side. Oh, Independence, Power and Light. And that's not a school. But anyway, so we'll have to see, you know, what goes on over there. I think you should be fine to have lunch with your friend today.
I think
the kids will be going to school at some point.
I don't see really any, like, I mean, like, there's probably some closings, but I doubt.
Yeah.
As much as they've missed, I doubt this would knock
them out. Nobody wants to be closed anymore because now you're starting to bump up against, like, well, all right, we've got to start adding days. We got to start, cutting summer break short because we've got to go longer. And nobody wants that. So everybody will get to school today. They'll get their hours in and everybody will meander on and everybody will be happy.
All right, kids, we'll see you after the 4th of July.
That's right.
All right, Miss Anderson, can't wait. No, literally, we'll see you July 5th with your ass in school.
That's right. We're still doing this thing because of all the snow. You love those snow days, right?
No.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Hey, Mac.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hey, Mac.
Happy Wednesday.
34 points, 30 points, 15 assists, 8-6. LeBron James, Luka Doncic.
Doncic.
Are they going to win the national championship in college basketball this year?
I think they might win it all. Yeah.
I think they're going to win.
BCS.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to go to the NBA Finals.
Well, I think that's a guarantee now.
I think they're...
Oh, he 100% guaranteed it. There's 100% chance to make the finals.
I have...
Who's knocking them out?
I mean, Oklahoma City Thunder, games ahead or something.
Yeah, they'd have their best player the other night score 50 just to win by 11 against a team that is sorry.
It doesn't matter what you're doing in the regular season. This Laker team right now is playing some serious basketball, and they've got two unbelievable players. They've got to be the favorite going in, regardless of what happens during the regular season.
Let me set the record for Fesco's shows that he's ever done to break the show with NBA talk. Okay? Take your time to go to work and listen to me. The Lakers are going to the championship. They have too much that they're playing with. They lose their first two games because everyone thinks, oh, can these two stars collaborate together and be a good team?
Yes.
They lost their first two games. They have yet to lose since.
They're what, 9 straight, 10 straight now?
They also have got the most well-rounded team in the NBA right now. And they have a lot of to play for. Everyone hates
well-rounded team.
Everyone hates LeBron James. He can play center, he can play power forward, he can play point.
He can play hero and he can play villain too. That's why he's perfect for this.
More so villain. Luka is the third best player in the world.
Could you imagine how fat and drunk you have to be to not be good in the NBA with Luka doing
Dallas,
what he's
doing?
Get
rid of you.
My God.
Everybody hates LeBron. Nobody wants to see LeBron win another championship. Are we all agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I
would
don't
say
care.
Mass media does not want to see him win or do anything successful ever again. Just get out. He's at the Tom Brady point in Tampa, like where it's like, just get out, man. Like, we don't want you here.
But see, for me, who's not a basketball fan whatsoever, I like LeBron James being around. It gives me a quote-unquote reason to kind of pay attention. Because
you're in the minority.
Yeah, but you're always going to pay...
I don't know if he is.
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to pay attention to those star athletes and those villain athletes. I mean, those are the guys that drive you to watch sports. I mean, like, if you don't have a dog in the fight... But there's that villain playing, like Patrick Mahomes is a villain. Maybe he's a hero. Maybe he's a villain. But it's one or the other. Tom Brady was that way. LeBron's that way. Derek Jeter was that way. I think there's a lot of guys over the course of time that you just like to watch play. Like, for me, if the Lakers are in the NBA Finals, there's a real good chance I'm dialing in. If it's Oklahoma City taking on the Knicks, I'll watch passively, but it won't be like if LeBron was taking part in the NBA Finals because he truly hasn't won a real championship in Los Angeles yet. And that's really what's left on his kind of ledger of things to accomplish. Imagine LeBron winning a championship in Cleveland, in Miami, and then a real championship in Los Angeles. Well, that's so damn impressive.
Not only that, to add to that list of that laundry list of LeBron James stuff, if he wins this one in LA, he ties Kobe.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, now there's some more respect on the name because right. like, I don't know who it was that told him, but he's like, you're not a Laker unless you win a championship. That's just the standard here. He mm-hmm. won one in the bubble, and it was kind of like half the crowd was like, yeah,
right.
And Jerry West, he's no damn champion. Then you have Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, this guy complains a lot. Oh, God, he flops. Oh, he's just always bitching at the ref. Oh, Luka, he's fat. Dallas. But now all of a sudden, he's in L.A. with LeBron, and they're a duo. And 50% of people love it. And 50% of people hate it. And 50% of people that hate it, 25 people is Dallas. That 25% of that 50% of hate are Dallas because they're loving to hate. Because they're going, F our team, man. Like, this is what we got rid of. This guy took us to the finals last year at 24. Now he's in LA with the greatest basketball player of our generation. And all of a sudden, he's made this old guy young again. Like, go look at LeBron's numbers since he's been 40.
They're insane. They're better than what they were at 26.
And then go look at them since Luka's joined them.
And
NBA's ratings would be amazing if it was Max Celtics versus our Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Because here's the other problem that I have, Mac, is that the Lakers are getting me to a point where I'm almost there to where I've got to stay up for the entire evening's game that starts at 9:30, and I don't want to do it. But I'm going to do it.
I'm not that crazy yet. But I will say having Luka and LeBron is a big drawing card for the NBA. It's a great thing for the NBA because we had talked about after the American hockey players beat the snot out of Canada on that Saturday afternoon or whatever, right? And we're like, how's the NBA going to respond to this? I think this is a pretty damn good response by the NBA to have Luka and LeBron together. And people who say there's no script in sports and all that kind of stuff. Nobody knew this trade was happening. And Luka ends up with the Lakers when the NBA needs something. They need a kick in the pants. And so the best player, allegedly, you could say one of the best five best players in the league gets traded to, you could argue, the premier team in all of the NBA when they're kind of down in the dumps a little bit and they need that boost. The NBA is kind of lagging and slacking and falling apart right in front of our eyes. Hockey's starting to take over. Nobody's talking about the NBA. Everybody's complaining about it. And then boom, all of a sudden, one of the greatest players in the world gets paired with the greatest player that's currently playing right now on a team that everybody either loves or hates and is the biggest drawing card in the NBA. You want to talk about the NBA script in full effect? It is right this there, is, and it's yeah. a beautiful script. And the NBA needed this to happen to get people interested and to get people talking about and consuming their sport. If Luka doesn't go to the Lakers, nobody's talking about this kind of stuff. It's a beautiful thing by the NBA to put this plan in place to make their team relevant, to make their sport relevant again.
And if you want,
this is what I said Friday. This is literally you were Bob wasn't here. You saw this. Rig the finals. Have it be Lakers Celtics. This is the take.
It's the best thing for the NBA.
And I knew you'd love that take.
And if you guys want a little bit of an appetizer, Saturday at 7:30, Lakers in the TD Garden.
That's it.
LeBron and Luka go play Tatum and Brown in the Garden. 7:30 Saturday night. Who's ready for that game?
Yeah. Good luck, Luka.
We gonna throw any money on that game?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Is this an NBA Finals preview?
I hope so. Yeah.